You carry on any observances in your home? You did, didn't you? Have you kept the holidays at home?
Yes, I did.
Yes. Did you experience any change in health due to the climate here? Did you get sick in the food in which you ate when you first came to Pittsburgh?
No. Everything agreed with me very much. I liked everything.
Where'd you go for medical care in Pittsburgh?
For medical care? Dr. Grauer. He was my doctor for years.
Was he your first doctor?
No, I had...
Well, that's what I want to know. In Pittsburgh.
Was my doctor for years. And then I had another doctor, Dr. Kaplan. He's an officer at the Jenkins Arcade.
Dr. Kaplan, what's his first name? Remember?
I don't remember his first name. Kaplan is an officer.
Is he still around?
Yeah, he's still around.
No.
And Dr. DeRoy was my... Dr. DeRoy was my doctor, too. He took care of my operation, the knee.
Well, that was later.
This my knee operation was 10 years ago.
Well, that's 10 years ago, but I'm talking about the time when you came here to Pittsburgh. Who was your first doctor, do you remember?
Dr. Lewin, that was in... It's your relation? Oh, you thought one of... Dr. Lewin, when we live on the south side.
Okay, I'll go. I'm a fireman.
You're a fireman girl. Yeah.
What were the first organizations you belonged to? Synagogue, Talmatura, Zionist group?
The first organization I belonged in the Keysport to a Hungarian Ladies Auxiliary. There was all Hungarians there.
Yes, that's right.
I was the only Polish woman there.
Auxiliary?
Yeah.
But what did you belong to in Pittsburgh?
In Pittsburgh, I belonged to the Free Loan Association.
Free Loan Association?
Yeah. And the Polish Ladies Auxiliary.
Is that the Pliskover?
No.
No, belong to the Polish?
Polish Ladies Auxiliary. I still belong there.
In Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Did you belong to some organization that was set up to give charity?
Well, we used to give charity.
Pishkies. Did you have Pishkies?
Yes, years ago I used to have Pishkies, but not now anymore.
Yes.
What
organizations did you belong to that gave charity? Do you remember?
No, this, honey, I can't really remember. Listen, everything has been so many years, you know. There's certain things that I can't remember.
Did you have one of those little Pishkies?
Did you
have it when you came here?
Yes.
I'm talking about the olden times.
Yeah, but the
olden... You came to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, well, my husband was when we all just to have Pishkie in the house like that. Then it turned out I got sick and I left everything go, you know.
Where did you go to have a good time? Did you go with your husband?
Oh, yes, we used to go to shows and...
Shows?
Yes. And then I took a trip to Los Angeles.
Definitely.
He liked shows. He was crazy about shows.
You also took a trip to Los Angeles?
7 times I was in Los Angeles. My mother was there, my brothers and my sister. He used to buy me... He used to tell me to go. He says, you want to go see your mother? You can go. So he bought me almost a round-trip ticket, and I went.
Did you participate in any sports at this time? Did you attend any sporting events? Did you go to any baseball games?
No, this I don't care for that.
No.
No. For this I never cared baseball.
Did you know the YMCA? Did you ever hear of it while you were here?
Oh, sure.
Did it help you? Did you ever go?
No.
Were there any non-Jewish agents that helped you around? No, none at all.
No.
Was there any, were there any local meeting places where you went? Did you go to any cafe? Did you ever go to a political party of any kind?
No, this I didn't care to political.
But did you go to any meeting places? Where did you and your husband go? Did you go to different...
When he was living, we used to go with him an awful lot.
Where
all
did you
kinds
go?
Of meetings, you know.
What kind?
All kinds of lectures and... Yeah.
Where were they?
Oh, it was in the South Side. It was in... he's been dead for 28 years, so I just let everything go. But after his death, I was in Las Vegas twice. My son lived there, my youngest son.
That's right, I know. How did you meet people during the first 5 years in Pittsburgh?
How I met people?
How did you meet them?
Well, we went out. My husband introduced me to his friends because he was already in McKeesport for a long time. And I belonged to the ladies' organizations. And I had a lot of relations there, too. And then I met a lot of people.
You had a lot of relatives there, too?
What is it?
You say you had relatives
yes,
there,
in McKeesport, I had a lot of relatives. Oh, they're all dead.
Yeah. Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people?
Yes, in Europe, yes.
No, but I'm talking about here.
But here, very little, very little. I had very little come in contact with the non-Jewish. Of course, we had business. We always had, you know, non-Jewish people, not the... You can keep on talking to me. I just want to light the broiler. I got something in there.
Okay.
You can keep on talking to
all
me.
Right.
And I'll answer.
Did any of these first friends remain lasting friends? Did you make anybody that remained lasting friends?
Well, I have a couple of good friends.
Did you have any family here in Pittsburgh?
If I had family
Yes. Were you close socially with them? Did you go out with them?
Yeah, I was close with them.
With whom did you celebrate Seder?
What did you say?
With whom did you celebrate Seder?
With whom I had Seder?
Yeah, whom did you have Seder with?
Well, I had my family when I had Seder.
Oh, did you say just your family?
Yeah. In fact, I had 2 weeks ago when we had the place signed up, I had my... All my three sons, one of them lives in Miami. So I had my three sons and my daughter was. Okay, I have something to blow, so I'll leave.
During these first 5 years, did you maintain any contacts with people in Europe? Did you write to them or anything?
Yes, I did. I had girlfriends there, and they used to write to me, and I would answer their letters. Then after they went away in different countries, and I never heard of them. And
where did they move? Did they get out of town?
They went to, some of them moved to England.
None to the United States? Any of the United States?
No, they went to England.
That's
no,
awesome.
Yeah.
That's where my mother was.
Yeah.
Are you an American citizen?
Yes, I am. I'm long enough here to be an American citizen.
How did you acquire your citizenship? Did you?
Nothing. My husband was a citizen. That they found the national question, so when you marry a citizen,
that's
you'll
right.
become a citizen.
Automatically. When did you first vote? Remember that?
When I first started the war, when we lived on the South Side.
When was that?
Oh, let's see. Well, that's about 28 years ago.
28.
Yeah, that's when I started the war. But 28 years ago.
That's 51 years ago.
Yeah.
28 years ago. 51.
1959. Yeah, that's when I started to work.
To what far party did you belong? Democrats or Republicans?
Democrats.
Why did you become a Democrat?
Well, I tell you the truth. I was talking over with my children, you know, and they said, Mom, you vote for a Democrat, so I did.
Were you active in this party? Did you ever do anything for the Democrats?
No, I never have time to do things like that.
When did you first meet the person that you married and how? Was just in 1922 through your father?
What did you say?
When did you first meet the person that you married? When did you
first? When I first come to America. Mm-hmm. I never saw him before. But of course, he was born in the same town wherever I come from.
How old were you? You were 17.
Yeah, I was 17 when I come to this country.
How old was your husband? You say 38.
38.
What was the marriage? Do you remember when you were married? What year?
Yeah, it's hard to remember in so many years. You can figure it out for yourself.
Uh, 1922, you came here, so you must have been married in 1922. Did you make it?
Sure, that's when I came here to this country. It was 1922.
1922.
That's all?
1902. Yeah. So. Were you married in this country or in Europe? You were married in this country.
I was married in this country.
See, this is repetition.
I was married in Pittsburgh. We lived in Keysport.
How long did you know your husband before you got married? Not very.
Didn't know him at all.
Oh, that's something.
It's, you know, in the old country, the people are so foolish. If I was to do it all over again, of course I wouldn't do it. You know, but when my father said something, it was law. He says you have to go. Let's see the ring. Isn't that gorgeous?
If your marriage was not prearranged, do you think it would have been prearranged if you remained in Europe? Do you think your father would have made the shidduch in New York? In Europe?
I would have got married in Europe.
Yes, but through your father. Would he have made the shidduch?
No.
I think he would have done it.
I already had a boyfriend there, too.
In other words, you were to marry the man you loved without asking your father, do you think?
I'm not saying anything about that.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Was your mate from the same country in Europe as you? Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Did you or your friends or family marry non-Jews? Anybody in your family?
Never.
Nobody.
Never.
Isn't that wonderful? What was your feeling about this? How do you feel about being married to
a widower?
No, to a non-Jew. How do you feel about Jews marrying non-Jews?
Not fair. I believe they should marry their own fate, everybody.
Many young couples today have trouble getting along with each other. What were your problems of adjustment during the first years of your marriage?
What do you mean?
Did you have any trouble when you first got married with your husband?
No, I never had no trouble.
Really?
No.
A stranger and you didn't have any trouble?
No trouble at all. See, my family came to this country. I was only married for about 2 years. And my father left me. When I got married, and he went back to Poland. He went back to Poland. You see? And then after, he wrote a letter, they want to come back to America. So So my husband sent them money and tickets, and they all came. My
Who
brother,
made the important decisions in your home? Did your husband or did you? Was your husband the boss in the house, or was your husband?
He was.
Your husband was the boss.
A little bit I was boss too, a little bit.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Your husband was, made most of the decisions.
Yeah,
made them
both
the important.
Of us, uh-huh.
Did this differ from the situation in the home in which you grew up? Well, no, it didn't, because your father was boss, too.
Yes, it did. He was. His word was like law to us.
That's right. What kind of schooling did your children receive? Your children.
My children, three of them finished high school. One of them went to, the youngest went to college. To Duquesne University, the youngest. He's a musician, too. Ellis Gusky.
I know. One's children went to high school, and one went to, one.
The youngest. The youngest went to college.
How long?
We finished up 4 years.
Oh. Uh-huh. In the school of music.
Music, yeah.
Did any of them receive any Jewish education?
Just bar mitzvah. That's all. They went to bar mitzvah.
The boys were bar mitzvah.
They all were bar mitzvah. All the.
How do you spell bar mitzvah?
Bar mitzvah?
I guess I got it. Was there any significant difference between the way you were raised and the way you raised your children?
Well, I was raised more in the old country, more strict than here. More strict, you know.
And your son was more permissive.
Yes. My mother kept a very kosher house.
Did you keep one?
Well, my husband was living, yes.
Oh, yeah.
While he was living, yes. Not now anymore.
Do you remember having any problems in raising your children, which due to the fact that you were an immigrant?
No, not at all. Everything went just smoothly.
That's it.
That's all?